Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Welcome back to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. If you are tuning in from iTunes, I'm going to apologize straight out of the gate because I am not closing my curtains today, so the camera is going to be a little wonky. Once spring hits in central New York, the windows are open, and I am not apologizing because I need all the vitamin D I can get. Okay, so today's going to be a really special episode. It probably won't even be that long, but it's something that I have been witnessing for many years in the coaching industry, and it's been keeping a lot of women and men trapped. I shouldn't even use genders. I hate being gender specific. People, human beings trapped in their business. And so I want to give you a paradigm shift today that's going to be really, really on point and help you show up more authentically and transparent for your audience so that they can trust, they can gain, have that like, know, and trust, gain that like, know, and trust, and help them say yes to their own transformation, knowing that you are the person that they want to be. Another apology, my cat is on my desk. So if you see the camera moving in either direction or hear things spilling, it's him. Okay, so you'll often hear me talk about the be, do, have model. So I'll just go over it really quickly. A lot of you have probably heard it. If you haven't, hang in there because this is transformational. So most people are operating from have, do, be, meaning they're operating from first having. Once I have the six-figure business, right? Then I'll be able to do the things that I love or even do the things like hire people and pay for those expensive ads. And then I will be the entrepreneur that I've always desired to be. This is backwards. We are human beings, right? So we want to switch that dynamic to be, do, have. We want to operate first from be. What does this mean? It means we want to identify as an entrepreneur, as a CEO of our own business, as a business owner. This is one of many identities that we contain or we need to embody. Okay. So first we must be on the inside, have the characteristics of an entrepreneur on the inside. First, we must be that entrepreneur. Then we do the things that we need to do, all the aligned, inspired action of daily operations and whatnot. And then we will have that multiple six-figure business. Okay. So first, be the entrepreneur. Then do the things you need to do. And then you'll have it. So all three are still very, very important. We just rearranged them. Now, I want to go further into the B model, okay? The B section, the concept of being. A lot of the times when I start working with entrepreneurs, we're moving them out of employee mindset. You're stuck in this employee approach to running a business. And we don't want that because that's not the way that visionaries create success in their business. We don't trade time for money. And we, when our perception of ourselves and what we're doing switches, so do our daily operations. And we realize the importance of the things that we're doing, not the amount of hours that we're spending in our business. So we straight out of the gate in the mastermind start talking about identities, like subconscious core identities. And like I said, we have a lot of them. Moms, oh my God, you're a mom, you're a wife, you're or a partner, you're a chauffeur, right? You're a chef, you're like a nurse, you're all these identities. Okay. So we have them inherently. Now we want to embody the identity of an entrepreneur. So when I start talking about this and going deep into it within my mastermind or my coaching, I see this thing happen, and I've witnessed it all over social media with other coaches. And even when I am in programs and I have a mentor and I'm in a mastermind or a program, I witness this all the time in their clients. Okay. So I'm going to give you this paradigm shift so that you can really understand it. It's really important for us to have that identity as an entrepreneur, but we do not want it to keep us trapped or get in the way of us showing up authentically to our audience. Here's what I want you to know. Your audience could care less that you are an entrepreneur. They don't care that you're an entrepreneur. And if you have a 9-to-5, which all of us did when we started our business, when I started my hypnosis practice, I was still working my day job. Okay. I didn't care if people knew that I had a day job because it wasn't important to them that I was an entrepreneur. What was important to them was that I had the methodology that was going to help them with their issue that they wanted to resolve. They did not care if I had a day job as long as our hypnosis session did the trick. Okay. I really want you to hear this because so often I see coaches going through these programs with other business coaches and even myself, and they get hung up about talking about their life. Now, your life is the most authentic thing that you have, and you need to share it. And so they'll act like the entrepreneur, if you get my drift, and like come across like that's the only thing that they're doing, where your audience could care less if you are a weight loss coach and have a job as long as you can help them lose weight. It doesn't matter to them if this is your primary income or a part-time income. Okay, so let me even break this down further with my first very successful business. I was a weight loss coach. Okay, I was a personal trainer. I started my own outdoor boot camp to help women lose significant amounts of weight because that's what I had to do myself. And at some point, I got really bored working out by myself. And none of my friends wanted to do it. So I was like, okay, I'll start a boot camp because I get tired of going down to the park by myself and doing these things. Or, you know, I want people to run with and I want to have a good time. Y'all, I still had my full-time job. The entire time I had that boot camp, which was making a lot of money, multiple six figures, I saw the success of it, but I still had my job. I still loved what I did at that point. The boot camp was just another source of income. The people that showed up to my boot camp at 5 a.m. or at 6 p.m. on alternating days, whatever my schedule, I forget what my schedule was back then, but whenever I was there on a Saturday morning, on a Tuesday afternoon, on a Wednesday morning, what those days were, they could care less that I had to go home and shower and go to work. because they knew that I was going to be there for them during that time. It was not important to me to talk about my success in my business until I became a business coach, until I created my second six-figure business and realized that there are so many coaches, healers, and hypnotists out there struggling to make ends meet because 80% of all coaches are making less than 10K a year. Okay. Once I realized the entrepreneurial scarcity within my industry as a coach and a healer, things changed and my marketing changed because I had to start talking about the success of my business. I want you to hear this. Your clients don't care about your business. They want to know that you're real and you're there for them. So if you're a money coach and you're helping people learn how to create generational wealth, or you're helping them get out of debt, or you're helping them manifest more money, they don't care if you have a job that you're working, as long as you know how to get there, as long as you know how to get out of the financial trouble that they're in or help them save for retirement. They want to know that you can do that. They don't care if you're working a job and you're helping them do that. They're going to perceive something like that as, oh, that's one of her ways that she is helping keep her family in, you know, in a better quality of life. And that's what I want. Like, I see her, I'm working a full-time job, and that's, I see how she's balancing it, and she's showing me, and this is awesome. They don't care one way or another if you are identifying on a subconscious core level as an entrepreneur. That core level entrepreneur needs to be there for you to show up consistently. It doesn't need to be there for them. Think about that. Where are you so insecure about what your life is if you are not a full-time entrepreneur? And where is it holding you back in your own business? Because people just want to know the real you. So when I was growing my hypnosis business, I wouldn't talk about showing up to work. I would talk about, yeah, I have to take clients on these nights because I'm working these days. And this morning I wake up earlier. So this is the times in which I have available. And I always had Saturdays available. Saturday was a really good day for me. My husband's a chef. He was working. It didn't matter to me. So I was like, yeah, we'll do it on Saturdays. Right. So they knew that I was accommodating them based on the needs of my work schedule. They didn't care. They did not care one bit. It made no difference to them. I will be honest. It makes, and still to this day, most of my hypnosis clients don't know that I have a coaching business because they don't want to be, most of them don't want to be entrepreneurs. Right? They are looking, they're referred to from psychologists, psychiatrists, from mental health people, like former clients. I have referrals, right? They're not like, oh, is this your full-time job? Is this what you do full-time? Now, what I want you to know is it sustains our lifestyle. My hypnosis practice is very lucrative. But how many times have you heard me talk about it? Probably not enough. I think I started talking about it a lot about 4 or 5 months ago because I realized the importance that you need to know that I have a hypnosis practice that's very successful and I can show you how to get there, because here's the thing I really want you to process here. Growing a coaching business or a hypnosis practice or a Reiki practice, a Q-RIT practice, is very different than growing a business coaching business. It took a different spin on things for me to grow my hypnosis practice that it took for me to grow my business coaching business, because I'm approaching a different target demographic. So a lot of the times what happens with the coaches that I see that are struggling is they're being taught by business coaches, but they're stuck in this perception because their business coaches are projecting, right? Projecting our business onto you. We're always talking about our success in our business. And so you fall into these default systems that you need to project that you're an entrepreneur. You don't need to project you're an entrepreneur. Mm-mm. That doesn't matter to your clients, unless you're a business coach. They don't care. You need to project what your methodology is and how it works for you. Think about that. Where are you so worried about showing up or appearing as a successful entrepreneur when they don't give a shit? They really don't care. That's it. That's all, y'all. I wanted to let you know that because I think it's a really powerful paradigm shift that can create dynamic change in your life and in your business. When you begin to take your business seriously, like when you begin to understand what you're here on this earth to do and step into that higher purpose, when you realize the seriousness of what you're here to help create, because the world is in such turmoil right now and you fought to get here for this reason so that you can help people through this transformation and this transition, because it's not going to be easy and it's going to get harder before it gets better. I want you to hear that. It's going to get harder before it gets better. And you're here to help those people through this really hard time. And when you understand the seriousness of that, you begin to take your business building very seriously and start speaking to the needs of their desires, not allowing your ego or your concern with being an imposter. Well, I'm not making the money, or I don't have the clients of a six-figure business yet. Those people don't care what you're making a year. They don't care if you're making, you made $500 this month. They could care less. They want what you have. That's what they want. And on that note, I am hosting an absolutely spectacular Mastering Your Money Mindset Masterclass. Y'all, this is a deep dive. It's going to be like an hour and a half. It's going to be pen and paper out. It's going to be deep. We're going way down and we're going to come back up into prosperity consciousness. So make sure to like and follow here. I will be having the link available shortly. I do have a workbook that's going to be attached to it. So you can comment below. You can reach out to me. I'm posting this the same day that I am recording it, and I don't have the link ready yet. But once the link is finished, I will put it in the accompanying podcast episode. I love you all. Take care. And enjoy, have deep, deep gratitude for what's happening in your life right now. Find it, find gratitude.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.